Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. You've tuned into
First His Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will change my life.
I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Today is June the 28th, 2023, Wednesday evening healing service.
Thank you, Pastor Rose. We are First His Kingdom. This is the last Wednesday of the month, our healing service on our daily bread services. We went back to in-person services Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock in Round Rock at the Baca Center. So that's why we're doing the daily bread only on Wednesdays. And of course, this is the last Wednesday of the month, our healing service for June the 28th, 2023. I'd like to start with the scriptures. There's nothing more important to us than Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the Word of God. Romans 10:17, Pastor Rose and I pray that you came expecting healing from the Lord this evening. So Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's why we'd like to start off with scriptures. It's the Word of God that the Holy Spirit uses to change our lives. The Word of God has everything we need to succeed. Psalm 119:105, thy word is a lamp unto our feet. There's no reason why we need to be stumbling in the dark. The word of God is a lamp unto our feet. Psalm 139:14 says, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Isn't that awesome? Fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah. We didn't just come from nowhere. God created us in his image. Psalm 107, verse 20, God sent his word and healed us. God sent his word. Jesus Christ is the word of God, burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of the living God. And listen to this fact. These are facts. Jesus always changed the facts because he is the truth. Every day, our bodies fight. We fight against assignments, curses, diseases, allergies, infections that are set against us. But our bodies repair all kinds of outside threats in order for us to survive. We're blessed. Mm-hmm. God is so good to us.
Amen.
The last scripture I'll give you is Psalm 118:24. This is the day that the Lord has made. So this is our day for healing. Jesus Christ is God's word for healing. Jesus is a way maker. He is a miracle worker. Jesus said it. I believe it. Jesus said it, and it's done. Jesus is a promise keeper. He is a light in the darkness. That's who God's word is. Jesus. Jesus Christ is our healer. Healing is in Jesus. Jesus is healing.
Amen.
Yeshua HaMashiach, Baruch Adonai, Baruch Adonai. Oh, that's the Lord. Elohim Israel Adonai, Santo es el Señor, el Dios de Israel, y Israel dirá Amen. For us believers that have accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, healing is our inheritance. It's a children's bread. It belongs to us. The word has everything we need to succeed, and tonight we need healing.
Hallelujah.
Healing in our bodies, our minds, our relationships. Amen. Pastor Rose.
Hallelujah.
Healing doesn't come when we believe occasionally. Healing comes when we believe continually and consistently. Yeah. We don't waver.
Amen.
Healing is a children's bread. It belongs to us in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we acknowledge you, Father, that apart from you, we're nothing. We glorify your name and we glorify your word, Father. You have put your word above before your name. And so we thank you so much, Holy Spirit. We invite you to be here and lead us and guide us in what we should say, Father, and bring forth, Father, miracles, healings, Father, as the hearer hears and does what they hear. It says, hear and be healed in Jesus' name. Hear and be healed. We need to hear the word in order for us to be healed. If we don't have no word, what are we believing?
Amen.
In the traditions of men. So let me just give you a little gold nugget of devotion.
Amen.
That I always read, Health Food by Kenneth E. Hagin.
Amen.
Matthew 8:17, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bared our sicknesses. Amen. Our infirmities, diseases. Amen. The foundation for healing. Our faith is not found on what man says, but on what God says. In Isaiah 53:4-5, in Matthew 8:17, and 1 Peter 2:24, God says that it is His will that we be well. So don't question that healing. So don't question that healing is the will of God. It is the will of God.
It is the will of God. Amen.
So don't question it that it's not. It is the will of God. I found again and again in my dealings with people that the majority of people are hung up on this issue of whether or not is God's will to heal them. Even though they're seeking healing and want to be healed, they're not really sure it is God's will. You got to settle that in your mind. Amen?
Amen.
Go ahead.
What if the man that came to Jesus said, I believe, but help my unbelief?
Believe, yes.
That's exactly that. Amen.
Amen. Something lurks in the back of their minds that was probably put there by religious teachings. Even though they may have seen others receive healing, they still aren't sure that healing is for them. And of course, the devil will do his best to talk them out of their healing. If he can get them to listen to him, he can rob them of the blessings of God. From my experience of more than 65 years of dealing with people, I found that this is one of the main points that needs to be made clear to people. They must understand that healing is God's will. I've seen it again and again. As soon as people start believing that it is God's will to heal them, they are released from wrong thinking, and in just a little while, they are healed. Until then, all the prayers and laying of the hands seem to be in vain. The biggest part of the battle is won when people start believing that it is the will of God to heal them. Amen.
Amen. It is the will of God.
Yes.
To heal us.
Amen.
It's the children's bread. It belongs to us.
You know, can I give a little
yes, test? Yes, please.
When we've been with the Lord going on 42 years now that we received. When I first got when I first received Jesus, one of my friends, well, she knew the word more than I did. I just got born again. And I would always get sick, and she told me, you know, healing is the children's bread. You can be healed. And I go, oh, no, uh-uh. I didn't believe it. Why? I was a Catholic. I wasn't taught the word. So guess what? Right away, that religious spirit started coming up, saying, no, that I didn't believe that healing was for me. But guess what? As I got into the Word, I started reading and hearing and doing the Word. Then I realized, you know what? Healing is for me. And I went through a lot of years being sick because of my doubt and unbelief. But now I know the Word. As soon as symptoms come, I said, no, you don't. By the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ, I was healed. I give you no legal right to be in my body. You will not come. You will leave in Jesus' name. Amen? We
Amen.
Have to be more persistent than the symptoms. Because you know what? Sickness and disease is the curse of the law. And let me tell you, the devil will make sure he keeps that law going, that he will attack us with everything he can. Sickness, disease, whatever, depression, loneliness. But you know what? We have the sword of the Spirit, and we wail that two-edged sword out of our mouth. And we say in Isaiah 53:4-5, He was wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. And by his stripes, I were healed. And you were healed. Amen?
Amen.
And according to Matthew 8:17, himself took and bore our sicknesses. And 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes we were healed. And Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all manner of sickness.
And all manner of disease.
So you know what? Jesus is our greatest physician.
Amen.
And healing begins on the inside.
Yes.
And then it manifests on the outside. So if you're looking for the manifestation on the outside, it's not. It starts from the inside in your spirit, man, and it will manifest in the physical realm. Amen.
Yes.
So we just want to say, we're going to pray and we're going to see what God has.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're the one that knows every person that will be listening to this message, what they need to hear, Father.
Yes.
And Father, we thank you that they release their faith, believing that it is the will of God to heal them. They don't have to have hands laid on them, but they just have to receive. Amen. Believe and receive.
The anointing is tangible. Thank you, Father. The Lord, we create an atmosphere with His Word, and the Lord always shows up. Always shows up. He's in the miracle working business. In Jesus' name, He wants us healed more than we want healing. But our focus is on Jesus, not healing. When we focus on Jesus, healing comes in Jesus' name. Did you understand that? Yeah, we want to be healed, but we focus on Jesus. He is a healer. Healing is in Jesus. When we magnify Him, you see how many times in the Gospels people came and bowed down and worshiped Him. And they all got what they came for. When we put Jesus first, He puts us first. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Anybody Jesus. That has acid reflux, in the name of Jesus, we call you healed. In the name of Jesus, that acid reflux must go in the name of Jesus right now. Lay your hands on your stomach, and if you've been having problems in your stomach, we command that stomach to be healed right now. Intestines, be healed and be made whole by the power and the authority of the name of Jesus. You will not stay in their bodies. You will leave now in the name of Jesus. And Father, whoever's been having trouble with their eyes, with any allergies on their eyes, put your hands on your eyes and say, be healed. Allergies, be neutralized. I be healed now in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing right now. In itching, leave those eyes right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And anyone that is having varicose veins, the Lord said right now, they are being healed right now. Be made whole. Varicose veins, dissolve right now and get in line with what you were from the beginning. In the name of Jesus, we take authority over the pains on those varicose veins. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
There's somebody listening to us tonight, and your physical heart is all right, but your spiritual heart is just, is broken. It's broken, and you don't understand why. The sadness, the loneliness, the depression. The Lord Jesus in the temple, when He started reading the prophet Isaiah, He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me, healed, to heal the brokenhearted. So tonight, in Jesus' name, you just receive. Just raise your hands right where you are. Raise your hands right where you are. Faith requires actions. Do something. Just raise your hands right where you are and repent. Say, Father, forgive me. Forgive me for trying to carry on this weight by myself. You are the strength in my weakness. And Father, right now, in Jesus' name, through the power of the Holy Spirit, the anointing that is tangible, thank you that you minister to us, Father, as we raise our hands from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, Father, from the crown to the bottom. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. We thank you that only you can bless us, Father. Only you were tempted with all the afflictions that we go through, Father. and you have compassion on us. You love us. You love us. You give us mercy. You give us your grace. You give us healing, Father. Healing for such a time as this. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Just release it. Release it. Release it. Let Jesus heal your heart tonight.
Thank you. We release the power right now in the name of Jesus. We release the healing and the anointing power to go forth through these airways, Father, and touch every person that is believing for healing, Father. Let them receive. Let them feel the tangible anointing coming forth in the room, wherever they are, in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you. You said that Jesus said that the power of God was present to heal all. All. And right now, the power of God is present to heal all that will receive. Believe and receive. Hear and be healed. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you don't have to wait for anybody to lay hands on you. Just receive your healing. Say, I receive my healing now.
The word of God is the power of God. It's a power to save, to deliver, to redeem, and the power of God to heal.
Yes.
Heal. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, Pastor Rose and I call your people divinely healed tonight. Greatly blessed, highly favored, committed, disciplined, righteous, loyal, generous with their time, their talent, and their treasure towards the kingdom of God, Father.
Yes, yes.
We decree, declare, and we prophesy divine blessings of health, wealth, and above all things, Father, soul prosperity. We confess this tonight in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. You be blessed, be safe.
Thank you.
Always remember, Jesus, you, and First His Kingdom, you are never alone. Amen?
Never.
First His Kingdom Family Church, we are the little church with a big heart for missions.
Yes.
And our mission is missions.
Yes.
Stay in the blessing line. Tonight is your time. You stick and stay. God always pays. Amen?
Yes, He does.
Thank you for partnering with us. We couldn't do what we do without you.
Thank you.
You're part of our family and always in our prayers. Good night. God bless you all. Say good night, Pastor Rose.
Say good night, Pastor Rose. We love you.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you for staying connected. Thank you for staying hooked on with us. We love you. Stay in touch. Give us a praise reports of what Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and our Heavenly Father did in your bodies tonight.
And have a happy 4th of July.
Have a happy 4th of July.
Be blessed, be safe, and stay healthy in the name of Jesus. Amen. We love you. God bless you. Good night.
Amen.